Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus says, do not worry. So don't worry. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Do not worry. Now, if you worry, I'm here to tell you today that worry is not your problem. Now, if you don't worry, obviously worry is not your problem, but you still have a problem. In fact, when our Lord says, do not worry, he is showing us that that is a manifestation of our true problem. Are you ready for it? Your problem is idolatry. Your problem is the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. And you do. You have other gods. You put your trust in things other than God for your needs, for your welfare, for your fulfillment. This is what Jesus is getting at. If it were a simple matter of, okay, stop worrying, then that would be a simple enough matter. Because there are things you can do to stop worrying. First of all, you can pray. And you can start thinking about other things. Things other than the things you're worrying about. You can put your mind and your body to some task. You can start doing something that has nothing to do with what you're worrying about. And that alone will do wonders. But you don't need Jesus for that. No, what you need Jesus for is what your problem really is. And that is idolatry. You put your trust in things other than God. And who is he? He, as Jesus expresses in the gospel reading, he is your heavenly Father. You are children of your heavenly Father. In fact, he already knows everything you need. Why is it that you are worrying about them? Why is it that you are pouring so much energy and time and worry into the things that you are so worked up over? When your heavenly Father, he already knows what you need. Or think about it this way. How were things before the fall into sin? God created Adam. He created human beings as the crown of his creation. To human beings were given dominion over everything else. And so what did God give Adam to do? He put him to work. Adam was there to work in the Garden of Eden. And as he went about his task, he did not worry. He did not wonder if he would have his next meal. He knew that God would provide for him. But unfortunately, he stopped trusting in him. He started putting his trust into other things instead of his heavenly Father, the true God. And we, like Adam, we have also done so. We also have fallen into sin. We also put our trust into things other than God alone. And so, because of the fall into sin, and because of our own sin, we live in a world that is not as it should be. When God created the universe, it was good. It was perfect. Everything was exactly the way it should be, and that is no more. Things are not the way they should be, and so, in fact, we don't have everything we need. And thus, there's a lot of people worrying about a lot of things because we don't have enough or we don't have what we need. And we need to make sure we do what we need to do so that we have enough. All of that is focus apart or on things other than God. In the verses leading up to our gospel reading today, Jesus says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves can break in and steal, but rather lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves cannot break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You see, all of the things that you treasure, all of the exertion of your time and your energy, and all the things you think about, that is where your treasure is. And so often, it is not on God. In fact, what did Jesus say? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you do that? Do you look to him first and foremost for all that you need? If you are in need, do you think about what you can do to make sure that you're no longer in that situation? Or do you seek first a treasure that is beyond this life? Because in fact, what Jesus is showing us is that we have everything that we need. We already have things that are far greater than anything we could ever obtain in this life. We have things that are far greater than anything that we could obtain by our own efforts, because we already have the treasures of heaven. Our Father is our Heavenly Father. We are children of the God who created the universe. Why would we ever think that we don't have enough? Why would we ever think that God does not provide for us everything that we need when he has already given us things that are far greater than we could ever imagine? In fact, this is exactly the way the apostles saw the words of Christ. So, for example, the apostle Paul says in his letter to the Romans, if God has spared not his own son, how will he not also with him give us everything else? You see, Jesus Christ, he expended his time and his energy into loving people, into serving them. In fact, even pouring out his own life into death for the sin of the world. He has done this for you and me. How could we ever spend our time thinking that things are not as they should be, instead of realizing that God has given us so much more than we could ever imagine? He has given us his own son. In fact, Jesus Christ is not telling us just to live in this world where we're all spiritually minded and we never think about the things of this world. In fact, our Lord Jesus Christ is eminently practical. Listen to the way that he teaches us to live. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. These words are in fact of great comfort and wisdom. Because when we are spending our time thinking about tomorrow, worrying about what's to come, worrying about what we don't have, God has already given us today. He has already given us things to do today. You have many tasks, many responsibilities that he has given you to do today. He has placed in your life people who are ready, who need what you have to bring in all of your carrying out of your tasks, of your responsibilities. When you do so, you are loving them. You are serving them. You are helping them. And so what does the Apostle Paul do in our epistle reading today? He gives a whole bunch of exhortations, a whole bunch of things that we should do. And if you and I were to spend a fraction of our time doing those things, we wouldn't have time to worry. We'd be wondering why we were ever worrying in the first place, because those exhortations are simply a description of what our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us in the gospel reading. You have today. Focus on today, what God has given you to do today. The Apostle Paul said that Jesus, that God gave us his own Son. How will he not also give to us everything else? Or in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you as well. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.